County is incurred associated with opioid overdoses. It's one step forward, two steps back for California firefighters continuing their battle against the fifth largest wildfire in modern California history.
Last night here was epic.
The Thomas Fire ripping through Romero Canyon, an upscale area overlooking the Pacific Ocean, a place where celebrities like Oprah Winfrey have homes.
The whole range behind us was on fire.
With wind conditions improving, firefighters began making headway in the Thomas Fire Tuesday. But amid that progress, yet another blaze erupted. I'm Reed Binion.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,505. The Nasdaq at 68,62. Sports, the Wizards fall to the Nets. College basketball, Maryland gets its fourth straight win. George Mason loses. NHL, the Caps beat Colorado. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, two for one, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by AAA. Take you into town. A little bit of a struggle right now. Crews are responding to the crash. It's going to be in on 50 after 410. So it's just inside the Beltway before you get to 202. Inbound 50 just as you pass 410 for the crash. Coming through Riverdale, 295 BW Parkway. In good shape to merge onto either New York Avenue or DC 295. So that was checking out fine through that stretch. No problems around the Beltway currently. Topside just starts a little bit of that volume filling in here in the Silver Spring area. 270, same story as you come southbound out of Frederick through Urbana and Hyattstown. A bit slow in that stretch as well. McLean area, damage to the signal light. 123, Dolly Madison Boulevard at Lewinsville Road. Police are directing through that intersection. All of AAA's roadside assistance technicians are thoroughly screened and expertly trained. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quick moving system may bring some light snow or flurries tonight. Sunshine mixed with a few clouds today. Fairly windy and cold, 37 degrees, and maybe a light dusting of snow during the nighttime hours tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 20 in Centerville, 19 in Damascus, 23 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by AAA. Anti-Trump text messages from top FBI employees are being released to Congress. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in a little bit here, Cal Thomas joins us at 6:35. 7:05, James Rosen of the Fox News Channel will be with us. You're going to want to hear that. 7:15, E.W. Jackson, running for Senate in Virginia as a Republican. We'll talk about his candidacy this morning. And then at 8:05 this morning, Byron York from the Washington Examiner will join us. That and a whole lot more going on today on this edition of Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais. In today for the vacationing Mary Walter is Daniel Halper. He's a contributing editor for the Washington Free Beacon. Daniel, thank you, sir.
It's great to be here.
Good morning.
This entire race has been about dignity and respect. This campaign has been about the rule of law. This campaign has been about common courtesy. courtesy and decency, and making sure everyone in this state, regardless of which zip code you live in, is going to get a fair shake in life.
That was Democrat Doug Jones in his victory speech last night in the state of Alabama, winning the special election there. Here's Roy Moore in his not concession speech.
That's what we've got to do, is wait on God and let this process play out.
Wait on God, let the process play out. Not yet. He's hoping for a recount. In the state of Alabama, you need less than half of a percentage point difference to trigger an automatic one. That's not where they're at. They're about 1.5 points away from each other. The count that we're seeing here, 100% of precincts reporting, 49.9% of the state going for Doug Jones, 48.4% of the state going for Roy Moore this morning. This has been an interesting race for any number of reasons. You have Roy Moore, who has been accused by a range of women through a series of media outlets and also in person alongside Gloria Allred of misconduct dating back to the 1970s and his supposed relationships with them when he was in his 30s and they were in their teens. That sort of dogged him in the final weeks of this race. Doug Jones also making a case that Roy Moore was wanting in terms of racial problems, that there was racist issues involved with Roy Moore. That was sort of the last-ditch effort to try and get out the black vote in the state of Alabama. The exit polling showing that both his credibility and that black vote did actually show up, that ended up helping push Doug Jones over the finish line in a state where we almost never see a Democrat succeed in a Senate run like this. It was very unexpected. So Roy Moore losing to Doug Jones. This is going to shift things a little bit, of course, in the Senate when Doug Jones is seated. Mitch McConnell saying not happening until the next session, but when it does, that puts the balance of power at 51-49 for Republicans rather than at 52-48 that they're at now. And that's going to be a challenge. But, you know, one of the big players in this race, there were several big players in this race, but one of the big players in this race was the President of the United States. He kind of had an interesting ride through this race. At one point, under somebody's encouragement, he decided to support Luther Strange. That was the Mitch McConnell-backed GOP primary candidate. Strange goes on to lose that primary. Then President Trump jumps on board with Roy Moore, supporting him. As soon as the allegations come out against Roy Moore, the president not saying much right away. Eventually, he starts fighting back, calling Doug Jones a puppet of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and ultimately ends up endorsing Roy Moore outright and then joining him on the campaign trail and making a point of doing robocalls on his behalf in the final days of the campaign. Obviously, something that the president cared sincerely about. I wonder what you think this morning as you hear about these results out of Alabama, as you assess them, what you think this says for President Trump. Are there messages here for President Trump or about President Trump in terms of his power, in terms of his ability to influence an election, and what it means for that he has to look out for in 2018 as he hopes to maintain a Republican control of both the House and the Senate? What are the warning signs that you're seeing out of all of this? What does this mean for Trump? Interested to get your responses this morning. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Look, President Trump went 0-2 in Alabama. This is a state he won by 20 points just a year ago. It's a remarkable moment, I think, and not good for the president, no matter how you spin. I think one of the most important numbers from last night, Doug Jones, the Democrat, he finished with 93.5% of Hillary Clinton's raw vote total. That's really good in a special election. Roy Moore, he finished with 49.8% of Donald Trump's, which means the enthusiasm is on the Democratic side.
Those are huge numbers. Huge numbers.
And it's impressive victory by Doug Jones. I don't want to take it away, but there is no enthusiasm for Roy Moore and for the Republican. I don't know how that translates to a more normal candidate in other states, but this is a state that obviously Republicans should win. It's their first Democratic senator since 1992. It's a long time ago.
You know, whether you believed the allegations against Roy Moore or not, I did sort of wonder, does this work to Trump's advantage, the president's advantage, for him to have been involved in this race? Because this exact scenario basically would present, there's downside. You get in there, you back Roy Moore, you sort of lump yourself in with a guy who there are questions about, meaning Republicans in the state were split, in Alabama were split on Roy Moore, about what they thought of the allegations against him, etc. The exit polling is showing that. And then in the end, you know, if he's destined to lose, Alabama voters have already shown look, Mr. President, we like you. You can try and influence our races if you want, but we're going to go the way we want to go. And that happened with the Luther Strange case. President Trump comes in, he says, I think you should support Luther Strange. The Alabama voters, the Republicans were like, that's okay, we want Roy Moore. Thank you, Mr. President. We still like you. Your favorability is still good here, but we're going with Roy Moore. He comes in and says, everyone vote for Roy Moore. And they're like, look, same deal. We appreciate it. We like you, but we're going to go our own way here. And they did, and they supported Doug Jones, and the energy just wasn't there to get Roy Moore across the finish line.
It seems like a comparable situation to 2010 when Scott Brown won the special election in Massachusetts. Very blue state, Scott Brown, Republican, special election. He, you know, it makes you think that in some ways President Trump is like President Obama, in that he is very, he's obviously able to get himself elected. He's probably, so far at least, not so good for down ballot people in his party. Obama, President Obama, he left the Democratic Party decimated in many ways. It's now obviously rebuilding, and as these things happen, they cycle through every 5-10 years.
Whatever the impact Trump is going to have, whatever impact that Trump will have on the party, you're right that he is his own best pitch man. I mean, in terms of, he made a very convincing case. He survived a lot of stuff during the presidential.
And he did it differently. In the last week of President Trump's campaign, he was nonstop on the campaign trail. He showed, I think, a lot of vigor, a lot of stamina, a lot of, you know, that he really wanted the job. Roy Moore, he was nowhere. He wouldn't go on the campaign trail. He was in hiding. That's very, very different.
Let's go to Steve, who's in Fairfax this morning, kicking us off on Mornings on the Mall. Steve, what do you think this says for President Trump this morning?
Well, I think this means he's a one-term president. I don't know. When you wake up and Alabama went Democrat, I mean, that tells you a lot there. So I'm hoping, I was one of these folks that went to the polls, pinched my nose, and basically voted for the lesser of two evils. So I was never a Trumpster to start with. But I hope he can at least get his policies through so we can set the country up in a better format. Any if he does, I don't think the average American would even understand that, would still vote for him based upon what he's done versus all these tweets and all these ridiculous back and forth with all these other people. So,
thank you, Steve. Well, there's no question that this morning Democrats are energized. They were energized after the Virginia election, clearly, the gubernatorial race, and yet again, a lot more energy after this Alabama race, no question. And they're going to hope that they can ride that through 2018 and change the real balance of power in both the House and the Senate. We'll get to more of your calls here in a minute. 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and now we are busy around the region. Virginia, you're first. Interstate 95, it's a little bit tricky, so listen up here. If you're heading northbound up toward the Beltway, as you come up toward the Franconia-Springfield Parkway, crash essentially right in the middle of Interstate 95, but two lanes to the left right now are getting by and one lane to the right. So we may have some additional lanes blocked if we get more fire and rescue there. So north on 95 before you get to the Beltway near the Franconia-Springfield Parkway. Now, speaking of Beltway, Maryland on the outer loop coming from College Park and around to Silver Spring. The volume was on the increase, but now focused just at the exit for New Hampshire Avenue where we have a crash. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50. Don't worry, you're okay. But if you are continuing inside the Beltway, we do have a crash on 50 inbound just as you pass 410. Now, everyone had been stopped momentarily, but it looks like, again, they're allowing the left half of that roadway to get you by, but very slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today, windy during the morning, a high of 37 degrees. Tonight we'll have some considerable cloudiness, a few flurries or snow showers are possible, a low of 32 degrees. Tomorrow, there'll be partly cloudy skies with a high of 41. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 23 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Part of the problem with this campaign is we've been painted in an unfavorable and unfaithful light.
An unfavorable and an unfaithful light. That was Roy Moore last night, reflecting on what you know he's not yet conceded to, but apparently a loss for him in the state of Alabama as Doug Jones wins it, the Democratic Party winning a Senate seat in Alabama in a place that a lot of people didn't expect that could even happen. Let's go to Susan, who's in Burke this morning. Susan, we're asking this morning, how do you think this reflects on President Trump today? How do you think?
I don't think it reflects on President Trump at all. This was an election on Roy Moore. Roy Moore was pretty much universally acknowledged as a weirdo, just a flat-out weirdo. This is a one-off. He was a horrible candidate. President Trump's agenda is intact. The American people continue to support him. We know that he's trying to change the culture of Washington. What happened in Alabama is unique to Alabama. And what happened in Massachusetts, when you made a comparison to Scott Brown, was unique there as well. And if you'll notice, Massachusetts quickly reverted to a Democrat. As soon as they had the opportunity to put a good Democrat in office, they did. The same will happen in Alabama. The voters will put a Republican in as soon as that seat comes open, which will be shortly. Because remember, this is a special election. This isn't a permanent Senate seat.
Right. And in 2020, they're going to do it all over again. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate that this morning. Let's go to John, who's in Fredericksburg up next here on Mornings on the Mall. John, how are you reacting, sir? Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This was more a message to the Democrats that as long as you don't run a world-class felon as your candidate like Hillary, you can smear the Republican, and the Republican establishment will cave in. That was the message. So they'll just keep smearing any non-establishment Republican who runs in 2018 will be smeared as a, you know, a pervert and goes after women and all of that. They'll do it in every single race because, hey, it works.
It's a template that has success. All right, thank you, John. Appreciate that. Ben in Culpeper this morning reacting as well. Ben, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. I don't really think this is a referendum on Trump. Of course, that's the way it's going to be on the talk shows
right.
in about an hour. But I really don't. Roy Moore, I don't think he was the right candidate. Kind of like Ken Cuccinelli a few years ago, just didn't really excite the base. But also, you look at the smear machine that was out in full force. The Democrats were so desperate for a win. I don't know if these allegations are true or not, but I do know that he's never been convicted, so I don't see how it can be as big of a factor. And then when you also look at his opponent was being funded by Dr. Evil himself, George Soros. So I really don't see it. Personally, as a referendum on Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, and good points, Ben. And it might not be entirely just a referendum, for instance, on Trump. It might just be a warning sign to Trump, though. Yeah, there are lessons here for the president of the United States.
Yeah, look, and it doesn't need to be a referendum on Trump to still negatively affect him. I think if President Trump were on the ballot, he would win once again in Alabama. I don't think that's the question. I think how does this stifle his agenda? And I think we've seen so far him having trouble getting legislative accomplishments.
Bingo. I mean, it is one fewer reliable vote in the United States Senate. That's a big deal when you already have some Republican senators who've been squishy on supporting his agenda.
And it's one more vote against him should the Democrats try, say, impeachment
right.
or other things that they're talking about. I don't know where Doug Jones falls on it, but it's presumably he's more inclined toward that direction than, say, Luther Strange or a Republican.
All right, let's go to Andrew in Springfield this morning. Andrew, good morning, sir. What's your reaction to all of this? Sorry, real quick here. Andrew, there you are. Go ahead, Andrew.
I don't think this reflects on the president at all. I mean, you got to remember, these are Democrats who will do anything and say anything in order to maintain power. They've even admitted to being to do this. You know, they'll lie, cheat, steal, slander, and I'm probably sure they'll even murder. I mean, look at their DNC staffer that was murdered during the Hillary Clinton and the amount of bodies that, you know, these people will do anything in order to stay in power or to gain power.
You know, thank you. The old Seth Rich story, by the way, Andrew's referring to. You've got, you know, a situation, as Daniel Halper just said, where Hillary's base, they all showed up. Only half of Trump's base showed up when it came to this election. I think those numbers are meaningful. 622 here on WMAL.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If it no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-928-EXIT. That's 844-928-EXIT. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh boy, Vince, we're pretty much at a standstill trying to get by the crash Virginia commuters. I know you're lined up coming out of Lorton and Newington. It's up ahead, the accident before you get to the Franconia Springfield Parkway. And yes, an ambulance and a fire truck arrived a few moments ago, so they do block the right half of the roadway. So two left lanes get by. So this will be 95 before you get into Springfield, before the Beltway. So plan for the extra time, extra patience for sure. Through that stretch. Now, that is your breakaway point. Once you get by the crash, no problems onto 395, no delays onto either loop of the Capitol Beltway. Beltway, Maryland. All right, pretty quick work here. The crash cleared outer loop right near New Hampshire Avenue. Now traffic flows beyond and heading around toward George Avenue through those areas at Silver Spring. Very slow 50. First, the good news out of Annapolis and Bowie, no delays, no problems. It's once you get to the Beltway, that's where the lineup begins to the crash inside the Beltway, right near 410. Stay the far left. Get you on by. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quick moving system may bring some light snow or flurries tonight. Sunshine mixed with a few clouds today. Fairly windy and cold, 37 degrees, and maybe a light dusting of snow during the nighttime hours tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 23 degrees, 627 on WMAL. The President of the United States just tweeting about the race. He congratulated Doug Jones last night, but he also tweeted this a moment ago. The reason I originally endorsed Luther Strange and his numbers went up mightily is that I said Roy Moore will not be able to win the general election. I was right. Roy worked hard, but the deck was stacked against him. John's in Alexandria this morning. John, real quickly, what do you think this does for President Trump, this race last night?
Yeah, I'm going to take credit for that. I'm going to say I just called President Trump and told him to tweet that. Because, I'm telling you, because that's what he said. He said that Roy wouldn't be able to win in the general, and look what happened. If anybody's hurting, this is Roy. Trump, I think in the long run, he's still a winner. I mean, like I said, he called it, and it came to pass.
All right. Thank you, John. John's saying there's no lasting damage here. We'll let time tell. 628 here on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me close out 2017 with a bang, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through December 31st, with Valor's end of the year sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, coming up here on Mornings of the Mall, we're talking to Cal Thomas. He's going to be joining us soon. A lot of news to discuss with Cal. You're going to want to hear that. 6:30 on WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Roy Moore is not conceding defeat in the Alabama special election for U.S. Senate.
We still got to go by the rules about this recount provision, and the Secretary of State has explained it to us, and we're expecting that the press will go up there and talk to them to find out what the situation is.
But Democrat Doug Jones has apparently won the election. He even got congratulations from President Trump. A recount begins today in Northern Virginia in the very tight 40th District House race, where incumbent Republican Tim Hugo won by 106 votes last month. Cameron Sassnett is General Registrar of Fairfax County.
Election officers who were chosen by the parties, Mr. Tanner and Mr. Hugo, who served in the election, will actually run the ballots back through machines and find a redetermination of the vote.
Today's is the first of four recounts in tight Virginia House races. Two men were shot and wounded last evening outside a fast food restaurant in Germantown. Gunfire shattered a window at the McDonald's on Gunners Branch Road as diners inside were eating. The victims ran into the restaurant for help after being shot. One has non-life-threatening injuries. The other man's condition is unclear. Montgomery County may ban panhandling in the median of busy roads. County Councilmember Craig Rice says it's a matter of safety.
Just this past June, Richard Lee Cooper, who was panhandling at the intersection of Great Seneca and Middlebrook, lost his life. He was hit by an SUV that struck him as he was traveling along the median, trying to get money.
Rice says Montgomery County needs to join other Maryland jurisdictions with that ban on roadside panhandling. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,505, the Nasdaq at 6,862. Sports sponsored by Fios by Verizon. The Caps bounce back after their Monday loss to beat Colorado. The Wizards lose to the Nets in Brooklyn. College basketball, Maryland's winning streak reaches four. George Mason loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get more, get merrier. Get Fios with download speeds up to 940 megs, TV and phone for just $79.99 a month online plus taxes and fees. Now guaranteed for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Go to getfios.com.
For the families of our wounded heroes,
There's nothing quite like being there.
I got here through the Fisher House Foundation.
We provide a home away from home.
They told me that we were going to have a place to stay and that we were going to be able to be flown out here.
So that they can support their loved one who is experiencing a personal medical crisis.
That was like the biggest relief.
Join NOVAC in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Visit WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVAC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVAC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVAC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVAC. Listening. Responding.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crash on Virginia's 95 northbound. We have big delays. So if you take that trek out of Dale City toward the Beltway, caller saying from Dale City to the accident near the Franconia Springfield Parkway, it took them a little over an hour. So you better plan for this. The express lanes, that's an option. Those are running without delays. But again, northbound 95 right at the crash. Fire truck ambulance just left, but they still have the two right lanes blocked. So Interstate 95 before you get to the Beltway, stay to the left to get you by the crash. 66, just the volume on the increase, no incidents to report. Now, Maryland, 50, Annapolis and Bowie, you're okay till right as you get to the Beltway. That's where delays begin to take you to the crash near 410. So inbound 50 at 410, that accident activity still along the right side. We'll continue closer in town here once you get to New York Avenue. Had some issues inbound on 50 right at the light at Bladensburg Road, causing some extra delays. Crash just reported on the freeway coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. It's the westbound side of the freeway before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder air now settling in. Factor in the wind, and it's a chilly start. Cold finish today, 37 with gusty winds out of the west. Brad of flurries or snow showers tonight, 32. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 20 in Centerville, 21 in Bethesda, 23 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 637 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning at 7:05, James Rosen from the Fox News Channel. He's got a scoop you're going to want to hear about involving the Justice Department. A lot of questions going on over there. 7:15, E.W. Jackson. He's running for Senate in Virginia. So you'll definitely want to hear from him as he talks about his candidacy this morning. 7:45 this morning, Maryland delegate Kathy Zaliga is going to join us, talk about an issue that's very important to her. And you're definitely going to hear that. And then Byron York, 8:05 this morning from the Washington Examiner. All ahead on Busy Mornings on the Mall. As we covered all the results out of Alabama last night. I'm Vince Colonnais. Joining me this morning in for the vacationing Mary Walter, Daniel Halper, the contributing editor for the Washington Free Beacon. Good morning, Daniel.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Also here this morning, joining us now, Cal Thomas, a syndicated columnist and an all-around good guy. Cal, good morning.
Hello, Vince. Mary on vacation? I mean, I thought this job was a vacation.
I know. We knew that the only way to trick you into coming was for us to tell you that Mary was still here, but she's not. We got you, so I'm glad you're here.
Thanks.
So let's talk about these results last night. What are you reading into the fact that Doug Jones won in the state of Alabama, a Democrat?
Well, I think it was an aberration, Vince. I mean, obviously, everybody knows it's a deeply Republican state. Roy Moore was a flawed candidate, and not just because of the allegations about dating or harassing underage or young women. I mean, here's a guy who ignored higher court orders of the Ten Commandments case and a number of other things. I just think he's a flawed candidate. I don't think Jones is going to last more than the 2 years that he's going to have in that seat that Jeff Sessions abandoned when he became Attorney General. I think Alabama, with an even half-decent Republican candidate next time, is going to be able to win back that seat. But it's interesting to see how things broke down. Washington Post this morning online, anyway, I don't know if it's in the hard copy, has preliminary exit poll results. And pretty much they broke down as you might expect. Republicans, evangelicals, people of a certain age and with certain education levels went certainly for Roy Moore. The real key here was the independents, about 2%, or not independents, the write-ins, excuse me. The write-ins did not go for Moore, and that 2% would have made the difference. It was a razor-thin result. Democrats, the New York Times, Washington Post, but I repeat myself, are celebrating, but because their ultimate goal is to shut down any kind of Republican reforms in government, in taxes, and ultimately to impeach or at least render powerless President Trump. That clearly is their goal, in my view.
Yeah, one vote means a tremendous amount in the United States Senate for the Trump agenda. We saw that during the Obamacare repeal and replace fight as John McCain killed that. This is going to result in the President of the United States having a tougher slog as he enters 2018. What do you think the future holds? And do you think Doug Jones, given that he's from a state like Alabama, could ultimately help support, say, things like infrastructure if the president presents a package?
Well,
like
maybe
that.
Infrastructure. But look, he's a hardcore liberal. I mean, you write down the line, his supporter Planned Parenthood, abortion on demand up to the moment of live birth, bigger government, higher taxes. He's a classic liberal Democrat senator. He's not a good fit. He's a square peg in a round hole in a state like Alabama. And so, again, I think this election was an aberration. A lot of people stayed home. Turnout was important. I don't think this is going to last very long. But you know, you say about the short margin in the Senate. If Republicans, including people like Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and a few of those others so-called moderates, would get behind a Republican agenda, then 51 votes would be enough. But along with the Democrats voting against Trump and voting against most things that Republicans used to stand for, you might as well have a Democrat majority when it comes to serious issues that the public cares about. This is one of the reasons that the ratings for Congress are in single digits. I'd like to find out some of the people who still support Congress and find out what in the world is going on with them. What is to support? This is they put the D in dysfunctional.
So, Cal, Daniel here, you seem to allude to this, but are we one step closer to impeachment now that...
Daniel, if that's you talking, I can't hear you.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll get right up more in the microphone. Do you think that we're one step closer to impeachment today?
Yep, somebody pulled the plug on you. Maybe.
He said, Dan, for some reason, I don't know why you're not hearing him, but he just asked, do you think we're one step closer to impeachment today because of this?
Well, of course, that begins in the House, and I don't see that on the horizon at the moment. But you have to have high crimes and misdemeanors. What Trump is alleged to have done 20, 30 years ago with women is not a high crime and misdemeanor. I don't see anything on the plate right now. But look, politicians mostly are into self-preservation. And if it looks like by not supporting impeachment, they might not get reelected. I think some of them might be willing to throw Trump over, but it's too early to speculate about that. I've got a column coming for Thursday on the accomplishments of this administration. It's being totally obscured by all of this tweeting and this back and forth with Senator Gillibrand. This is all irrelevant. I think the president needs to get off of that and start highlighting not only the accomplishments in the first year of the administration, but what they want to do next year, including school choice, fixing immigration. All of these other important issues are being obscured by some of these stupid tweets that have absolutely nothing to do with what most Americans care about.
Yeah, I mean, if you talk to people in the Senate or just to kind of get an assessment of what they've done this year, one of the two things, big things. One, they're very close to getting tax reform pushed through. We could have a final plan by this weekend. The other is that they're filling the courts, on kind of an undertold story by how many conservative judges are being put in the courts. It's a big deal.
Absolutely.
Cal Thomas, I want to ask you real quickly. I know you were two blocks away in New York City during this terrorist attack that happened earlier this week. What do you make of all that?
Well, yeah, that was my wake-up call. All those sirens of the cops and the police and everything else yesterday looked like an occupied city. There was a cop on every block in Midtown Manhattan. Yeah, I think this is the new normal, unfortunately. Fortunately, the guy was an incompetent, and his bomb didn't detonate as he would. But I think the president's right on chain migration. This guy came in. He was the nephew, I think, or grandnephew of somebody who won a lottery to get into the country. I mean, this kind of stuff has got to be reformed.
Yep, and the president aiming to reform it. Cal Thomas, thank you very much, as always, for joining us here on Mornings of the Mall. We'll make sure Mary's back for you next week. 6:44 here on WMAL.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all and nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. All right, 50 coming inside the Beltway, Maryland, right as you merge to the Beltway area. That's where we're seeing the congestion form. And that takes you the whole way down to 410, and that's due to the crash. Still cleaning up that along the right side. It looks like they're trying to get two lanes squeezing by here. Again, in on 50 inside the Beltway near 410. Other busy spots, well, Pennsylvania Avenue looks a little unusual. Crews now going to check on Pennsylvania Avenue. You're coming inbound, solid lineup back before the Maryland DC line, and that continues to Minnesota Avenue. They're checking the signal lights. They don't seem to be timing properly. Now, with this major delay, commuters on Pennsylvania Avenue just crawling along Branch Avenue, trying to get up to Pennsylvania Avenue. You feel the effects as well. Crossing the 11th Street Bridge now and onto the freeway. Crash reported before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Also, we're busy, Virginia. That's an understatement. Out of Dale City toward the Beltway, jammed with the crash cleanup before you get to the Franconia Springfield Parkway. They've just allowed one extra lane to get by, but still a lot of activity along the right side. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thank goodness.
Little punch now of colder air with gusty winds. Those gusty winds coming in 25, 30 miles per hour, making the air feel even colder than it actually is. But still, temperature-wise, a cold day today. Mix of clouds and sunshine, 37 and windy. Flurry snow showers tonight might dust the ground in spots, 32 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow, windy, 41. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 23 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Ready, set, holiday with Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Coffees. Get your holiday spirits soaring like Rudolph with a peppermint mocha latte or a brown sugar cinnamon iced macchiato. Try one today and set your mood to merry. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
right, so you check back in on what's going on with CNN's Jim Acosta. I know you love Jim Acosta. Apparently, yesterday, he was the poll reporter. I guess he would be the television poll reporter. And he was in the room for a bill signing yesterday with the president. And what happens is, if you're in the press pool, Daniel Halper, you've been in the press pool before. Your job is to represent the basically the entire press corps on their behalf in sort of limited access events, and so they can only have a couple of reporters in the room. So your job is to basically be there to either ask questions or sort of just document what's going on, and then disseminate to the rest of the press what you saw, and then the press can use those quotes that you've gathered sort of as their own. It's an agreement that many different outlets get together on. So normally the format for this is you walk into the room and what's the nature? You can throw a question out, right, if you want?
You often don't throw a question out during the middle of an event. So if there's a bill signing, you sort of wait for the end. But as everybody's saying goodbye, I'd say customary often that a reporter will throw out a question. You know, Mr. President, what do you think about X, Y, or Z? And try to get some sort of response. Not because he'll necessarily respond. Usually the president doesn't. But A, out of an obligation, and on the off chance that he will. And normally these sorts of events are pretty boring, so you do hope to get some sort of news.
All right, so here's audio of Jim Acosta yesterday of CNN asking a question about Kirsten Gillibrand, who you'll remember, this all began with the president's tweeting about how she used to beg for donations and she would do anything for them, and then that was construed by the left and the press at large as a sexual innuendo by the president of the United States, despite the fact that there's no way it was. But here's Jim Acosta asking about it anyway at this bill signing event.
Mr. President, what did you mean when you said that Kirsten Gillibrand would do anything for a campaign contribution?
All right, so he asked that question, and then he tweets out the following after that, and when CNN airs that video. He says, prior to this moment, press secretary, meaning Sarah Huckabee Sanders, issued a warning to me. She said, if I ask Trump a question of Trump at the bill signing, quote, I can't promise you'll be allowed into a pool spray again. Sorry, Sarah, we won't be intimidated. I want to share more audio for you from this in just a moment. It's 6:50 on WMAL.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
I'm David Platt, teaching pastor at McLean Bible Church, and I want to invite you to join us at McLean Bible Church. We are hosting Christmas Village. It's an opportunity to come together and experience just a lot of fun, and in the process, we'll be a reminder of the reality that's at the core of what we celebrate at Christmas.
The Christmas Village, every day this week from 6 to 9 p.m., and on Saturday from 1 to 7 p.m. at McLean Bible Church's Tysons Campus. For more information, head to mcleanbible.org/Christmas Village.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately. fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
6:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing. Time to check in with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. Futures slightly higher now, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. The Dow is coming off a record high. Markets are mostly lower in Europe, mostly higher in Asia. Crude oil is ticking up this morning. Republicans are hoping to get those corporate tax cuts passed as soon as possible if their 52-seat Senate majority drops to 51. That Alabama Senate seat, of course, is predicted to go to the Democrat Doug Jones. Day two of the policy meeting for the Federal Reserve. It's expected to raise interest rates a quarter percentage point this afternoon. Doesn't sound like much, but it means you'll pay more on any credit card balances you have or any adjustable rate loans you have. This is the third increase this year, but you will make a little more on any interest-bearing bank accounts you have. Tickets for that Taylor Swift Reputation concert tour. Big item for Christmas this year. They go on sale to the general public today, her 28th birthday. Pre-screened and verified fans bought theirs last week. In 2015 alone, that 1989 tour raked in $250 million. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, some of our hot spots. Let's get you into town. The struggle is once you come across the 11th Street Bridge, we're trying to get past the crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel, still taking away one lane as a result of this incident. Cleanup continues. Now, we had some problems with signal lights this morning. One in McLean, Dolly Madison Boulevard, that's 123 at Lewinsville Road. You're under police direction. A crash knocked out the light box there, so they're still working on that last check. Also, Pennsylvania Avenue, signal light issues. You come inbound at Minnesota Avenue. Huge delays on Pennsylvania Avenue. So if you can, try to avoid that stretch heading up toward 295 or plan for the extra time. And here we go. A little bit of a change on 95 Virginia. I know you need the good news. You're sitting in a huge lineup out of Dale City toward the Beltway. The crash as you approach the Franconia Springfield Parkway. Now it is confined. It looks like crowding the right lane a little bit, but you have all four lanes getting through at this point. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little punch now of colder air with gusty winds. Those gusty winds coming in 25, 30 miles per hour, making the air feel even colder than it actually is. But still, temperature-wise, a cold day today. Mix of clouds and sunshine, 37 and windy. Flurry snow showers tonight, might dust the ground in spots, 32 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow, windy, 41. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 23 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by VDOT Traffic.
Now anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with Easy Pass. Carpoolers travel toll-free with Easy Pass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
All right, we're talking about Jim Acosta. He's a CNN White House reporter, and he was the poll reporter yesterday, which means he gets the privilege to represent the rest of the press. And he was at that National Defense Authorization Act bill signing yesterday with President Trump. And he threw out a question about Kirsten Gillibrand after he says he was already warned by Sarah Huckabee Sanders that she can't promise he'd be allowed to be a part of the poll again if he did that very thing. Well, of course, he wore that all as a badge of honor. This is Cut 22. Jim Acosta complaining to Wolf Blitzer about that threat from Sanders.
Now, Wolf, just to give you a sense as to how sensitive this matter is over at the White House, I will tell you, in the moments before I asked the president that question in the Roosevelt Room as he was signing that defense authorization bill, the White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, pulled me aside. This was prior to me asking that question to the president, and she warned me that if I asked the president a question at this pool spray, as we call them, that she could not promise that I would be allowed into a pool spray again. Wolf, this was a direct threat coming from the press secretary to me, warning me not to ask a question. And, of course, I went ahead and asked the question anyway, and the president did not respond. But, Wolf, as you know, we don't respond to threats. We're not going to be intimidated, but that did happen.
Oh, my God. You give this guy a Medal of Honor. This is we will not be intimidated.
There's nobody more obnoxious than Jim Acosta or self-righteous.
I mean, okay, great. You're not in a war zone, dude. She gave you, it wasn't, and by the way, it wasn't a direct threat. It was an indirect threat. It was a very, very specific indirect threat. I can't promise you'll be in the pool again. I mean, she didn't say your tail will be out of the pool forever. That was not the words that came out of her mouth. Now, granted, the White House, if they really wanted to make his life hard, they would have never let him in the pool to begin with. They would have just blocked him from even appearing in a bill signing. But they didn't. They know what Jim Acosta is.
Well, the press picks who's in the pool, and they do their own rotation. And it would be contentious, obviously, for the White House to decide who is going to be in. The White House could just decide he's not allowed in the White House. They could revoke his access to the building. What right does Jim Acosta, as a human or a journalist, have to go there every day?
There's a part of me that thinks the White House loves Jim Acosta.
And it's a fight, I think, that does benefit them.
Yeah, I mean, like, he becomes sort of the caricature for the press. By the way, it's not like the press has universally supported his behavior either. The debates,
no, everybody's appalled by him.
Debates that he's gotten into inside the White House press briefing room as if he's like a Democratic activist, it's driven some members of the press crazy and other people from saying, this guy just wants a show. He just wants his own show on CNN and this is the game he's playing. I think the White House enjoys those fights.
Definitely.
All right. Here's what else is coming up on a busy news day on Mornings on the Mall. Soon joining us, James Rosen here at the top of the hour. You're going to want to hear this. He's got a brand new scoop from the Fox News Channel all about the investigation into Donald Trump. It's very interesting. And then E.W. Jackson, he's running for Senate in the state of Virginia. He's going to talk about his candidacy this morning right here on Mornings on the Mall. That's coming up at 7:15. Right now at 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Democrat Doug Jones has won a stunning victory in Alabama's special Senate election. Correspondent Kaylee Harton reports that President Trump congratulated Jones via Twitter.
The president sending an uncharacteristically subdued tweet after the race was called, but before Moore refused to concede. Congratulating Jones on a hard-fought victory, saying, the write-in votes played a very big factor, but a win is a win. The people of Alabama are great, and the Republicans will have another shot at this seat in a very short period of time.
Now, last hour, Mr. Trump tweeted again, saying, quote, the reason I originally endorsed Luther Strange, and his numbers went up mightily, is that I said Roy Moore will not be able to win the general election. I was right. Roy worked hard, but the deck was stacked against him, unquote. A recount begins today in the Northern Virginia 40th House District, where incumbent Republican Tim Hugo eked out a 106-vote victory last month over Democrat Dante Tanner. Cameron Sasnett is general registrar of Fairfax County.
Ultimately, once all the precincts are rerun and the numbers are retallied, that is presented to the court, and the court will issue a final determination as to what the actual vote is.
Today's recount is the first of four that'll determine which party will have control of the Virginia House. Two men were shot last night outside a McDonald's restaurant in Germantown. It all happened around 6:20 on Gunners Branch Road. Witnesses say gunshots shattered a window at the restaurant as people were eating inside. Police may be looking, they say, for two suspects. Montgomery County Police had contact with a 17-year-old Bethesda boy hours before his death over the weekend, and it was captured apparently on body cam video. Police say officers were called to a home to investigate an underage drinking party. The officers spoke to several teenagers, apparently including 17-year-old Naveed Saperi. His body was found in a stream in a nearby wooded area the next day. A heads up, if you take Metro's Red Line to work, you'll want to allow a little extra time.
Metro says Red Line trains running between Brooklyn and Fort Totten to Tacoma will experience delays due to a 40-year-old communications cable that needs to be replaced. Trains running between Shady Grove and Glenmont will run every 10 minutes. Additional trains running between Grosvenor and Nomagallidet will have service every 5 minutes during rush hour. The cable will be replaced over the weekend, resulting in a full closure between Silver Spring and Rhode Island Avenue. The goal is to have the work done by Monday. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Republican Ed Gillespie says he won't be running for public office again and would not encourage anyone else to try either. Gillespie was interviewed in a podcast hosted by former Obama advisor David Axelrod.
I'm done with running for public office.
Would you encourage others to run for public office, knowing what you know and having gone through what you've gone through?